At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are we serving up today?
Well, John Mayer and Adrian Bailon are both clapping back at online trolls, but in very different ways.
And later, Andrew Freund talks to the sexiest man alive. Paul Rudd. New Ghostbusters.
Yep, and homie Chewie's out, but back today we got entertainment journalist and TV host Tana Thomason and on-air host for Cali 93.9, Melissa Rios. Welcome to the party, y'all.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Welcome. Greg.
Feels so good to be back again. So let's kick it off. Gary, what you got going on?
Okay, now yesterday, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell were on The Ellen Show, and during a game, Dax correctly named three of his wives celebrity crushes. So y'all, let's see, honey, what y'all think, and check this out.
Peter Dinklage, Vincent D'Onofrio, and T.I.
All right, T.I.
Try to find a through line there, if you will. Peter Dinklage, Vincent D'Onofrio. T.I. Good luck, guys.
I think attraction.
Okay.
That's a buffet right there. That's a whole buffet.
That's very different.
That's an ill pattern of people. You would never be able to crack that code.
Yes.
All right. I'm curious, like, Melissa, do you think you could name three of your husband's celebrity crushes?
I should be ashamed. Well, he should be ashamed, but I'll just say them. Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Then you have Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
Big crush. He says she's a go-getter. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. And then Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Wow.
He likes to eat and he want to get with the older crowd.
Let me tell
you. He want to smoke and eat.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember one time seeing Janet Jackson, and I said to her, I said, my ex-husband, like, wants to make love to you so bad. I think I scared her. I said, can I get a picture for him?
You probably
did scare her.
I think
she
I scared her,
like,
Brad.
What the hell? Oh, my God, Sherry.
I'm not going to lie. I think Peter Dinklage is so freaking sexy because he's an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. And yes, because if you see, I follow his career. The roles that he takes on, he played a mobster in one movie where he killed people. Then he was on Game of Thrones.
Well, if I was her husband, I'd be very angry. He would not be coming to bed, honey, thinking about T.I. No, man.
Gary, can you name your three different celebrity crushes?
Yes.
Who?
Brad. Sherry.
Oh.
And who else? Melissa.
You know he lied.
Yeah. Okay, first of all,
baby, we don't got no eggplants over here. You know he lied.
Well, Taylor just re-released their 2012 album, Red, which is mostly about our breakup with Jake Gyllenhaal. So the Swifties are on Jake's head, yo. Ooh. But that's not all. Her next re-recorded album to drop soon could be Speak Now, which includes the song Dear John. And of course, everybody knows that's about John Mayer. Mm. And the fans are preemptively already coming at John. Now, they sent them threatening messages, which, John actually responded to because he's that kind of guy. And after he called them out, they seemed to apologize, saying that they didn't think that he would see the comments. Mm-hmm. You know, the quote, Moneybag Yo, he had time today. Brad, are you surprised that, John and the fans kind of, like, got a chance to resolve things?
Yes, I'm surprised, because if the fans go hard for Taylor, especially the Swifties, they don't care. They don't forgive you most of the time. So if she hasn't publicly forgiven John, I'm surprised that they did.
She need to get over it. That's been how long?
It don't matter, honey. You write songs about pain, and you write songs about the things you go through, and if he caused her some pain, she gonna write about it and get a hit. Might as well make some money off
and
it.
And I will say, I watched
Headcrack or Brad, have either one of you, like, written something, like, about an ex that went a little too hard?
Sometimes
and then you
songs
thought, maybe
just
I shouldn't
be for
have...
you. You don't want to get sued or, like, saying, like, I have somebody pull it up at your crib breaking windows in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and you don't say no names, but you know, and they
But,
know.
Like, it's very different with Taylor Swift and Adele, because there's very romantic heartbreak, but, like, CeeLo, when he made his song, and said, who's the one that said, you stupid
Big Sean. Okay, all right. It looks like Renee Zellweger has taken the next step in her relationship with Aunt Anstead. kind of. Okay, so Anne's house in Laguna Beach is being renovated, and Renee just rented a house across the street for, guess what?
What?
$30,000 a month.
Wow, that's love. Whoa.
That's real love. Money. Apparently, the plan is for Aunt to move in with her during the renovation of his house. Now, Melissa, I'm curious. Do you think this is a good way to test the waters of living together before making it permanent?
No.
And also, $30,000 a month. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it. Honestly, look, I've been married for 7 years. And if I would have tried it before I did it, I probably wouldn't have done it. So don't do it, amiga. Don't do it.
That's a lot
of
good.
Did you pay $30,000 a month to get a separate house?
I would now.
Okay. Now, and have y'all seen the mansion that she rented
it
for
$30,000?
When would you
grand.
Ever see? Yeah, I mean, where would you ever see Aunt Anstead? You got 9 different wings in the house.
Mm-hmm. Definitely going to work out then.
Right.
Brad, are you and Judy already living together?
Absolutely.
They're in the Chateau, Brad, honey, right now.
No, we don't rent nothing.
I mean,
they ain't rent nothing.
They renovated the Chateau.
What she said.
Correct the narrow.
She meant what she said, too.
Well, y'all, it looks like Lil Nas X is serving up a side of split personality on the cover of GQ magazine for the Men of the Year issue. But not only is the 22-year-old icon who was named Musician of the Year is not only serving a look, darling, he's also serving us some tea about Drake and Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
Now, Lil Nas X is claiming he got every celebrity on the wish list that he wanted to do features with on Montero except Drake and Nicki Minaj. Here's what he said. I don't usually ask for features like that, but for every feature I did ask for on this album, like every single one of them worked besides Drake and Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
Ooh, he said I wanted Nicki on Industry Baby and I wanted Drake on $Slime. I'm not sure how comfortable Nicki would have felt with that video or whatnot.
She was pregnant at the time, so I think, you know, Nicki in the Industry Baby video could have been a little gamey, but, like, I don't know. It seems like Nicki, like, is a big enough, like, head in the culture to where she would have done the song with Lil Nas X.
I feel like if she wasn't pregnant, she would have definitely did it.
Which video? That the one with him in jail, in the jail cell?
But everything was pink, and she loves pink, too.
Yeah, but she was not doing that because it was going to remind her husband of back in the day.
No.
And I think she didn't want him to be reminded. So.
No, Gary. Oh, God.
I feel like she might have been a little bit sensitive to her husband because her husband
ma'am.
Did come out of prison. And
it's
a whole, you know, even though it was fun,
I
think, you know, even though it was a fun video, still the fact that her prison was just, you know, her husband was just out of prison. He's been getting a lot of a different backlash for different things. And I think she just might have wanted to be sensitive.
We just made a gang of excuses for Nicki Minaj. Now, Drake, you had no excuse. This Negro will do a song with anybody. Like,
HK! So, y'all, Adrienne Bailon is not playing with social media trolls speaking on her marriage. Now, Adrienne posted an IG tribute celebrating 5 years of marriage and explaining she thought that they would wait for, like, some marriage crisis to watch the wedding video, but that everything was great.
Aww.
Well, y'all, a troll commented, 5 years and no baby? That definitely sounds like a crisis.
These trolls.
Okay, well, Adrienne clapped back quickly, and she said, nope, me happy with the man I chose with or without a baby.
Yes.
Is a beautiful thing. Now, you commenting on this sounds like you are in a crisis. And then she concluded with the clapback. Bendito! Melissa! I don't know what it means, but I got the feeling. What bendito? What it means?
Basically, it just means blessed, okay? So you read someone, you tell them what you think, and then instead of going, you know, with the middle finger, you say, bendito.
Oh.
Blessed.
Ended with the Lord.
I totally thought she cursed
you
her out.
Somebody out. Right. That's pretty much.
That's funny, Melissa. We're the same because black people, we say God bless or bless you, be blessed, something like that. You say
right.
bendito. What do white people say when they want to shade at the end?
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
So we all the same with the clapback.
And coming up, we're going to tell you all about George Clooney's reaction when he got the ultimate 2-for-1 special right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, George Clooney has opened up about fatherhood in a recent interview, admitting he was hesitant to become a parent. George said, listen, I didn't want to get married. I didn't want to have kids. And then this extraordinary human being walked into my life, and I just fell madly in love. Then I knew from the minute I met her that everything was going to be different. Now, George also recalled the day he found out he and his wife, Amal, were expecting twins. He said that the doctor showed him the sonogram and said, "There you go, it's a boy." And then he said, "And a girl." And he was totally surprised. Oh, wow.
And then you heard him fall to the floor.
Yeah.
Twins. Then he started a wine company and started drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sherry, you think, honey, if you find Mr. Right, honey, would you want to have at least two more kids?
Okay, well, first of all, my uterus is in my glove compartment in the car. So I don't drag it out unless it's a come on.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That gets me more men brat when I go, "I don't have a uterus. It's in the glove compartment." They love that. You can't get pregnant? What? So for me, no. Now, I know, like, Melissa, you have twins. Oh, sorry.
No, I mean, I do have them. Oh. I just don't want the Lord to hear you and send more kids. I have enough. I have enough. Thank you.
Oh, God, you got scared.
But was it easy for you, Melissa, just having, like, you know, two kids at once? Or do you feel like, you know, like, I don't know, God gave you a lot?
You know, I think God gave me a lot. They say that the Lord sends his toughest battles to those that can handle. But I say, I get it, Lord. I get it. I'm strong. But it's a lot.
That's a lot on a man.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, Tamron Hall is keeping it real on some of the strangest places. She did her in vitro fertilization shots before welcoming her 2-year-old son. She said her best friend drove about 40 miles to meet her at the hotel to give her a shot. She enlisted help from a dear friend from NBC, and another shot was once given by her hairstylist in the back of an Uber on the way to a Cher concert.
Oh, wow.
These are clutch friends right there.
Awesome. She understood the assignment.
And this is, sometimes you have to have people help you. So, Gary, if I decided to put my uterus back in and I wanted another baby, would you be so kind as to stick me without sticking me? Would you do it?
Well, Sherry, of course. And you know what? Then once the baby gets here, I would love to be the godparent, honey. So, of course, I would help you, honey, and give you a shot. Mm. Yeah.
You shade the mother, but you would be the godparent to the child. You sound like Meghan Markle's daddy.
Right. So you would know better than to let Gary be the god anything of your child.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, y'all. It's time for...
What the Fashion!
Yes! So, honey, Mr. Harry Styles, honey, is gracing the cover of Days Magazine 2021 Winter Issue, discussing his new beauty line called... Pleasing.
Ooh.
And baby, honey, he did not, honey, come to play with the fashions. Now, he posts on a beautiful motorcycle, y'all, in a beautiful black cutout vest and a pair of baggy purple trousers for the cover, giving Purple Rain, baby, to me, honey. But anyway, Miss Melissa, girl, what you think, honey? Are you loving this outfit?
I love to wear my partner's clothes, like whether it be sweats or the t-shirt. If he walked in wearing those pants, I'd be like, can I please borrow them? So, Gary, if you can please buy a pair, and I would love to see you in those. I think you would definitely
love
them.
Baby, I love those pants. Those pants are one, honey. And they almost bell-bottom-ish. They look kind of bell-bottom-ish.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Baby, I would give the girls hell, honey, in those pants.
So you're doing the pants and the shirt? Or just the pants?
Not the shirt, because my stomach ain't ready for the shirt. But I'm ready for the pants.
Look at that thing hang out through one of them holes. People think it's a big...
like a pregnant punk.
So we all know, out of the Dish Nation hoes, who would rock this outfit? It would be Gary.
Correct.
It would be
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, baby. But I sure would like to borrow those tenants.
Oh, you see me in it? What's up?
No.
Listen, guys. What's up with that one nipple just poking out like a guy with an eye patch? Like, that's sort of weird to me.
It's like a peekaboo, honey.
Yes, honey. That's the one you taste.
Yes.
Up next, Andrew Freund chats with sexiest man alive, Paul Rudd, and the rest of the cast of his new movie, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
As the holidays approach, there's still a lot of jobs to fill, like holiday lighting installer, advanced snowmaker, or no-bid Santa, a clean-shaven man who wears a synthetic beard. Ho, ho, ho! So if you need to hire for one of these festive roles or any others, there's only one place you should go, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. Now, after all, if ZipRecruiter can fill those unique positions, they can most likely help you with your hiring needs. How does ZipRecruiter do it? Well, ZipRecruiter uses powerful technology to find and match the right candidates up with your job. Then it proactively presents these candidates to you. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site in the U.S. based on G2 ratings. In fact, ZipRecruiter's technology is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. Discover hiring joy with ZipRecruiter. Just jiggle your way to ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
DishNation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Things are about to get spooky because I am about to speak with Paul Rudd and the cast of Ghostbusters Afterlife. Who you gonna call? Now guys, I'm gonna level with you. I went out last night for the first time in like 2 years, and I think by like the second drink, I was seeing ghosts. So I'm running it. I'm at
running
like
on
9.
Fumes. Got it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, the way you're moving your arm there and it's disappearing is making us think like we're seeing a ghost.
Yeah. So
Now, Paul, I'm going to start with you. You know, you have some pivotal scenes with marshmallows in this picture. Do you look at marshmallows differently now? Will you not have a s'more? Will you not put them in your hot cocoa? What are your thoughts on that, Paul Rudd?
I think I'm going for it. I don't think it's going to hold me back from making a s'more. And even though I feel as if I made some friends with some marshmallows on this film, once it was done filming, I'm back to smashing one between it. Hershey's chocolate bar and a graham cracker.
You're like, screw it. Yeah, I get it.
We're done filming now.
I get it. Carrie, now talk to me about if someone were to find a ghost in their home or they think there's paranormal activities, what are some of the things that they should do in order to get rid of them, talk to them? Because I feel like you're basically an expert now.
That's very flattering.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I think you know, you burn your sage, right? You burn the sage. You imagine the door and you invite them to walk through it. I think I've had to do that one a few times. I guess you could just burn the place down if it's really bad.
Doesn't work.
Boys, burning it down doesn't work? Well, in any event, no Ouija boards.
If you could speak to a famous ghost, someone in the past, who would that be and why?
Someone in the past?
Ooh, yes, someone that was living that is no longer with us.
I don't know. I would speak to like Cleopatra or something. I would be like, how did you get so badass and cool? I don't know. I would have a lot of questions for her.
Logan?
I mean, Abraham Lincoln, I think. He was a cool president, so I don't know, man.
What do you want to ask me, Logan? I'm Lincoln right now. I'm wearing the hat,
man.
The whole thing.
Why didn't you get security, bro? You need security.
The ultimate question.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, you are an accomplished actor. I want to do just a little improv with you. Talk to me about if you were to talk to a famous ghost, who would that ghost be and why? And I am going to transform myself into that ghost. And please talk to me, Paul Rudd.
Whoa, okay. Jesus Christ.
A lot of questions for Jesus.
Yeah. So, Jesus, what's the deal?
Don't
and go.
This is a dream. You're having a dream. Wake up.
Yeah, I'm up. I appreciate you guys both. They're wrapping me up.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Chris Tucker and Ice Cube made a classic with the movie Friday, but here's why Chris said he didn't return after the first movie.
One of the reasons why I didn't do the second one, because of the weed. But it was one of the reasons why I didn't do it, because I said, I don't want to represent, you know, everybody smoking weed. I kind of made it more personal than a movie.
Now, Sherry, I mean, do you believe this or not? Do you think he wasn't getting paid enough?
I think it was probably that, Brad, because the Friday was so successful.
It was.
And that, you know, and then I think at the time when it came back, wasn't he doing all of his movies with
Jackie Chan?
With Jackie Chan.
Rush Hour.
So he only got paid $10,000. He only got paid $10,000. That's what he said, $10,000 for it.
When you go on and do this juggernaut of Rush Hour and you make all this money, it's hard to now go back and go, I'm only going to do a still for peanuts, because he made so many millions.
Well, Gary, I feel like you could have played, you know, Smokey and Friday. Can you give us, like, you know, your best Smokey impression?
Yeah. Break yourself, fool. You know this man.
That's like Debo and Smokey together. Yeah. Yeah. Smebo. Guess we'll take it. And scene.
I love it, Gary.
Thanks, Sherry.
I think you'd be funny in the next Friday. We should. Can anybody know Ice Cube, Brad, HK? Yeah.
We know him in passing.
Yeah.
In
passing.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.